At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
This, I'm showing Sue and Kendra a picture of, this is Martin, my Uber driver, my Lyft driver the other night. I don't know. Can you see that guy?
How do you do it?
I was in Houston for a couple days, folks, was off the air, and it was great to be away. First of all, the weather was warm. Houston, but the weather was nice. I was at a conference, and I got there on Thursday midday. And what happened was I took a lift from the airport, about a half an hour lift ride to the hotel, which is in a downtown area of Houston.
Okay.
As soon as I get out of the car, I'm at a conference for this nonprofit that I work with, and there's people that I know right away. They're all milling about the lobby and stuff like that. In fact, I shared a lift with one of my colleagues, Lisa Riley, actually, who we had the half an hour car ride.
Mm-hmm.
And I get out of the car at the hotel. I get my bag. I get my other bag.
The car has left.
The car, yeah. We get out of the hotel, get our stuff out of the back of the car. We thank the driver profusely. Off he goes. And Lisa and I go walking in to check into the hotel. We're standing at the registration desk, and I do that pat down thing that you do.
Grab your phone, your wallet.
My phone. Where's my phone? And I suddenly am terrified. I cannot find my phone. It's apparently in the car that just left. What would you do?
Everything is in my phone. All of my everything's saved on it, which is probably not a good thing.
I covered the Lyft on my phone. Right, I paid for the Lyft with my phone because we do everything with our phone now. So I can't even get into my. I take my iPad out. I can't get on the Wi-Fi. I'm trying to get my Lyft.
I know. How do you
account
get your location? How do you do that?
Exactly.
How do you find it?
And I'm like, the guy, he's leaving. We're going to, we can catch. But it's suddenly too much time goes by. It was terrifying. So finally, I'm able to get on my computer. I get on the hotel Wi-Fi. I can log into my Lyft account and you do a help ticket. You know, when we have problems here with IT.
Oh, is that what you had to do?
You got
to
go to the lost and found thing on the app and blah, 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 blah. And time's going by. And I'm telling you, we've talked about this so many times.
No, you get into a full panic.
Oh, yeah. No, I know.
Credit cards, everything is on
your
my
life.
Phone.
Your whole life is on that phone.
So,
I'm surprised they wouldn't do a quick once over before when people leave. Like, just look in the back seat, just kind of check.
When you hear what happens, two or three hours later, I finally get a response back on my...
Wait, it was 2 or 3 hours?
Yes. Yeah.
God.
Oh, you got to file a thing and call the president and the whole
thing. And you don't know by then if somebody else had gotten in the car.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
This guy's going back to the airport and pick up other people.
Oh, God.
So finally, they send me a thing back and say, our driver has your message. He will contact you. And I'm like, well, how's he going to contact me? Because I don't have my phone.
Right.
But I can get text messages on my iPad, which I'm carrying around. And so suddenly the guy texts me back and says, And the other thing is, and if you have an iPhone, you can do this Find My Phone thing.
Yeah.
I could see where my phone is on my iPad. I can see it's going to the airport, it's going to a neighborhood, it's going back to the airport. I could see, I'm tracking it all over Houston.
I didn't know it was that long in between, but when you got it back.
So the guy finally calls me back, texts me back, says, I'm working my way back to you, and I will have your phone back. And so I'm watching him on my iPad, like, oh, he's getting closer. No, he's going away, he's dropping somebody off. He's getting closer. And finally, 2 or 3 hours later, he texts me and says, I'm coming to the hotel. I have a fare, and I'm bringing him to the hotel, and I'll see you out front. I stand out front, and I'm waiting for this car to pull up. And then I see him, and it's like, hallelujah.
You heard the angels on high.
Yes.
God.
And as the car pulls up, I'm ready to, give the guy a hug. I'm a hugger. And the back window opens up, and there's a friend of mine in the back of the Uber. It was his fare. Was a friend of mine who was coming to the conference.
Wow, what a small.
He's like, good to see you, and here's your phone.
Well, the friend of mine was like, the driver has been in my ear for the last 15 minutes. I got to bring this phone back to some moron who left it in my car.
No, he
didn't know it was me.
Oh, God.
And what happened was, as I got out of the car, it fell out of my pocket and went in the little door thing on the side.
The little pocket.
Yeah. And I can, I don't know if you can do this with your phone. You can do the Find My Phone thing. You can make the phone buzz and
yeah,
ding and all that stuff.
Yeah, I don't know if I know how to do that on mine, but.
Well, the guy found my phone pretty quickly because I was like relentless in making it go ding, 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 ding,
well,
ding.
Well, I would just think that at this day, driving Lyft or Uber, you would know that that's going to be a problem.
It's a problem all the time. That's why they have a whole, if you lost, there's a whole lost and found section on the site. And they were pretty good about getting right back to me.
So how many hours went by from the time that you realized the phone was gone until you had it back in your hand?
I would say three or four.
Yeah, it's a long time.
Did you have stuff to do, like, already at the conference? Like, were you supposed to be in, like, meetings and stuff, or was it your whole day consumed?
Fortunately not. No, I mean, this was about 11 or something like that when I got to the hotel, and it was probably 3 o'clock, 2 or 3 o'clock by the time I got my phone back.
Your whole day.
But it was terrifying.
One final question.
Did I tip the guy?
Mm-hmm.
I did.
Okay.
I gave the guy $20.
All right.
And Lyft charges you $20. They go, it's $20. If you left something in the cab and you really need it, you left something in the car, they take it out of your account. But I gave the guy $20.
So that cost you $40, that little.
You know what? It was well worth it. I gave the guy the biggest hug.
I bet you did.
I took a selfie.
Yeah.